Chinese mainland reported over 120 local COVID-19 infections on Wednesday. 68 were found in Heilongjiang, 33 in Jilin, 20 in Hebei, 2 each in Beijing and Shanxi, and 1 in Shandong. Health authorities in Beijing have also identified the virus behind the recent outbreak in Daxing as the variant first detected in Britain. The district is testing all local residents for coronavirus and prohibits people from leaving the city without approval. President Joe Biden has signed an executive order returning the United States to the Paris Agreement on climate change, reversing former President Donald Trump's decision to abandon that deal. Biden earlier promised that he would rejoin the Paris deal on his first day in office. Trump announced the withdrawal from the deal shortly after he took office in 2017, citing concerns about the pact's threat to the U.S. economy. Also on day one in the White House, Biden reversed the U.S. process of withdrawing from the World Health Organization, which was initiated by Trump last year. Joe Biden has taken office as the 46th president of the United States.
This is America's day. This is democracy's day, a day of history and hope, of renewal and resolve. Through a crucible for the ages, America has been tested anew, and America has risen to the challenge.
Vice President Kamala Harris was also sworn in, making history as the first woman and person of color to take that position. The inauguration ceremony was held on the Capitol just 2 weeks after it was stormed by violent protesters. The guests included former Presidents Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama. But outgoing President Donald Trump was not there. U.S. Democrats have officially taken control of the Senate as Georgia's two new Democratic senators-elect were sworn in, cementing a 50-50 split. The pair of Democratic victories in the Senate runoff elections earlier this month gave the party control of both the White House and Congress, with the thinnest of majorities in the upper chamber. China is calling on the new U.S. administration to jointly put bilateral relations back on the track of healthy and stable development. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hua Chunying says the relationship was seriously damaged over the past 4 years.
The severe damage to China-U.S. relations over the past 4 years was caused precisely because the Trump administration made fundamental mistakes in its strategic perception of China and viewed China as its biggest strategic competitor or enemy, leading to various means to interfere in China's internal affairs and every effort to suppress, slander, and smear China. I don't think this serves the interests of the people in China or the United States.
She's calling on the Biden administration to view China in a rational and objective light and work with China on the basis of mutual respect, equality, and mutual benefit. China's announced sanctions on 28 U.S. individuals, including former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, accusing them of violating China's sovereignty and disrupting China-U.S. relations. The targeted people and their immediate family members are prohibited from entering the Chinese mainland, Hong Kong, and Macau. The sanctioned people, as well as companies and institutions associated with them, are restricted from doing business with China. Chilean health authorities have approved the emergency use of the Sinovac COVID-19 vaccine. Local authorities recommended the use of the Chinese vaccine for people between 18 and 59 years old, subject to the presentation of certain quality control documents and drug surveillance studies. Chile started vaccinating its health workers and elderly population with the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine in December.